On Monday, Pope Benedict will travel across Rome to the headquarters of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. The FAO will be hosting a three-day food summit, which focuses on ways to ensure that all people have enough to eat, especially during the current global economic crisis. The meeting comes less than a month before world leaders meet in Copenhagen to discuss climate change. Many people say the two issues are closely related. Rodney Cook is the technical director of the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD.
Because agriculture and land use represent 30% of human-induced greenhouse gases, it has a major potential. The problem is it's not as easy to measure as 1,500 power stations in China or the USA, and that is the challenge. That's why we need to do more work on monitoring and validation of greenhouse gases from land use. That said, we've made major progress in the last 20 years on ways to do that, such as satellite monitoring of land use patterns. So my view is, and the view of IFAD, is that there is a way ahead for the human race to capitalize on agriculture to reduce greenhouse gases.